Airports are not as crowded as they used to be. Security lines are shorter. It's easier to get a seat at the gate. It's all very pleasant, until you remember that it's a symptom of recession. We're going to hear how a major airport and a relatively small airline are coping with the fact that fewer people are flying. NPR's Ted Robbins has both reports as he wraps up our series, Troubled Skies.
544 ground, turn left onto Bravo Golf, just here.
Listen carefully. Guess which airport we're in.
All right, B1 through 30 can line up along the chair. B1 in the front.
No matter who you are, thank you very much. You need your own ticket and ID to enter the security checkpoint.
Bet that last one gave it away. Not many airports have slot machines. It's Las Vegas' McCarran Airport. It's among the busiest in North America. But unlike other large airports, it's not a major hub. To bend a phrase, what lands in Vegas stays in Vegas.
They're not flying through. They're not going to someplace else. They're arriving at McCarran.
Kathy Tull is with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Since last fall, traffic at U.S. airports has dropped an average of 10%. In Las Vegas, the drop has been 15%, with no sign of rebound. Kathy Tull says that hurts the whole town.
Las Vegas is unique in that we are really supported by one major industry. And so if there is a drop in air service, which affects that industry, it affects the entire community.
You notice it as soon as you leave the airport.
For your safety and those around you, we ask that you please remain seated until the bus comes to a complete stop.
A shuttle takes visitors to the Las Vegas rent-a-car facility, where 11 companies have counters, including Advantage, locally owned by Maria Romano.
Yes, if we don't have the tourists coming and renting cars, and they're not obviously filling the hotel rooms, and they're not out there filling the restaurants.
Romano says she's had to downsize like everyone else here.
We had about 87 employees, and when we decided to make the correction, we went down to 65. And then also we adjusted our fleets as well.
How many cars did you get?
Well, we ran about 1,500 cars, and we're probably down to about 900 cars right now.
Fewer airplanes are flying here, too, which cuts airport revenue. Depending on the aircraft, McCarran gets $250 to $500 each time a plane lands and takes off. Randall Walker is head of aviation for Clark County, which runs McCarran. He's had to cut $30 million from the airport's budget since January. He's left positions unfilled and some smaller things unfilled, too.
We used to replace the hand towels anytime the roll got below 25% because the custodian's not in there constantly, and we didn't want it ever to run out. So now we don't replace them until they go out. That saved about $300,000 a year.
Concessions are also down, and remember, this is Vegas.
Our biggest reduction here is our gaming, our slot machine revenue.
While slot machines may be unique to Vegas, falling airport traffic is not. Flights are down 25% in Cincinnati, 20% in Tampa, more than 10% at Chicago O'Hare. Downturns do have a bright spot, however. Because there are fewer passengers, this is a good time to do maintenance or even to build. Walker says McCarran decided to raise money through bonds and go ahead with plans to build a $1.5 billion third terminal.
It's easier to build things because when you have to take things out of service, you're not impacting the operation as much. Also, we're getting a lot better bids than we used to because there's a lot of construction companies out there that aren't as busy as they used to be.
The new terminal is scheduled to open in 2012. By then, Las Vegas is betting more people will be flying. That's a bet the town has made and won before.